USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are reacting to the news that the Democrats are drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls this a sad day for America.
The idea that Democrats would control who can ask questions inside a hearing or how the structure would go, that's an embarrassment. So no, it is not difficult to defend this president because this president did nothing that's impeachable. It's hard to defend Democrats on how they're running this House and what they're doing inside their majority.
Authorities are confirming that one police officer is dead following a shootout in Jersey City, New Jersey. Mayor Stephen Phillips says multiple civilians were found dead inside a kosher supermarket where this all happened. Reports are that this could be a drug deal gone bad, and police are describing the incident as criminal in nature, opposed to domestic terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
A 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful says thanks but no thanks to the December Democratic debate. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard says she is going to skip the December 19th Democratic debate even if she qualifies for it. The congresswoman from Hawaii says she's going to instead spend the time campaigning in the important primary states of New Hampshire and South Carolina. Gabbard is close to qualifying. She needs just one more poll with at least 4% support.
Some of those injured in the mass shooting at a Florida Navy base are being let out of the hospital. Naval Air Station Pensacola announced yesterday that five of those hurt in last week's shooting, including two deputies, have been released. Three people were killed in the shooting along with the gunman. The FBI is looking into the terror attack and also seeking a possible motive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
An alarming number of people are being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease as the population ages. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports on two drugs on the market that can help slow the progression in some patients.
In USA News for Your Health, Alzheimer's disease growing at a rate of epidemic proportions. In 2010, there were almost 500,000 people newly diagnosed. But by 2030, the number of new cases expected to rise by 35% as the population ages.
People are living longer. What we know about Alzheimer's and dementia in general is that the incidence increases significantly with age. So it's rare in people less than about 60, but as you go from 65 up, it increases significantly and becomes a common disease.
Dr. Lisa Billers, chief of neurology at Kaiser Permanente in Georgia, says you notice it when a family member or friend can't remember recent things.
The problem in Alzheimer's disease is that you can't encode new memories, so those memories don't stick.
Dr. Billers says there is medication, but it doesn't reverse the disease. It can slow it down.
Aricept. And then there's also Namenda. Those are the two main categories of drugs. They've been on the market for a long time. They work for some people, but not everyone.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1915 when the 1 millionth Ford car rolls off the assembly line in Detroit, Michigan. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.